So there were three. There was his, I think it, that's the point where Klein and Rubia came out with their PBARP thing, and we came in with a PP thing between the PP was between the doubler at 1 TeV and the main ring at 200. And that, we had a whole scenario for how you get the beams together and everything. But it's hard. The straight sections aren't long enough. Anyway, a lot of work had been done by that time, and so these proposals were made to the PAC, and they came back and said, yes, this is clearly getting to be a good idea. We reject all of the proposals because these things should be facilities. And they encouraged Bob to set up...
We reject all other proposals?
There were three proposals.
Yeah.
Ours for PP, Klein, and so forth. Rubia on the PBARP and Walker on the 10 GeV against the doubler.
That was PP.
That was PP.
Yeah.
So those things were, as I say, were all turned down. They encouraged Bob to set up some kind of a department inside of the lab to really pursue this kind of thing. So Bob came back and after thinking about it, set up what I consider was a real mess, but maybe it was all right. He put a...
What is it? Maybe I had that piece of paper. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, here's Bob's letter.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll make
a copy of it later.
Mel Shockett sent this to me because it's just sort of 10 years we should have had a celebration. But we didn't. Let's see.
Okay, so this is a meeting December of 76.
This is a colliding beam experiments department within the research division, okay?
Yeah.
And Cronin came and spent a sabbatical here, and he was going to be chairman of this. Mm-hmm. Exploitation of PEP and PBARP in the main ring tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Here, come sit down. We're looking at this again.
The new department will be responsible for establishing the number of experimental enclosures, the scope of each, and their design. It'll be responsible for construction of experimental facilities.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be responsible for maintaining free and easy access, development work, experiments with the accelerator which can provide data. The experiments should be proposed to the accelerator division. That's important because of this. I'll get to it in a minute. Okay, here's the other half of it. The actual attainment of cool protons and of producing and storing antiprotons and protons in the doubler or the main ring will remain the responsibility of the accelerator division. Responsibility for the eventual construction of the enclosures and their management is also staying there.
So when he talks about experiments, he doesn't mean physics experiments down earlier.
No, no, this is experiments with the, this was continuing our studies with the main ring to study storage problems.
Right. Once
like
it becomes
that.
Physics experiments, yeah. Right? Then
No. This group was responsible for the physics experiments, but also with experiments with the accelerator that can provide data for improvements of the beam luminosity and lifetime. So it's really screwed up because this really should have been the responsibility of the accelerator division.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but nevertheless, the accelerator hadn't pursued things very much at that time. And I think Bob was sort of poking him a little bit there. But over here you see he gives them the responsibility for cooling protons and producing antiprotons and storing them, all that stuff. So it was split in a rather funny way between those two. The result was that Cronin came out here. When is this?
This is December 76, so it was right after
Cronin
that.
Cronin came just after that. I'm not sure when.
We have January.
Do you know when?
Well, the colliding beams. We have the colliding beams department was headed by Cronin was created in January.
Well,
I think
okay.
I've got that date from you, from your chronology.
Yeah.
Right, that whole entry is from your chronology. And
do you remember when Cronin came? He told us, but I don't have it.
Well,
note
he
on
said
it.
Early 77, and then he left that fall.
I see, so he did say early 77.
Yeah, I think he came. This letter was in December. That sets up the details of it. This is the administrative part. This is when the department started. And Cronin came on sabbatical and became head of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Walker.
Were you a part of that?
Yeah.
Well,
I just told Lillian, I was the one that was pushing the storage studies in the main ring. And on the other hand, I had a lot of stuff going with the magnets, and so I couldn't spend full time on it. I forget whether Jim was head. I can't remember whether Walker was assistant to him or I was. I have to look. Anyway, this new department got started. And at the same time, Russ got all full of enthusiasm because the competition between the groups never got resolved. Rubio was pushing very hard to get P-bars generated here and do experiments in the main ring. Russ was in that camp, and the rest of us were in the research division in the colliding beams camp. For PP, and also saying, you know, we'll take any kind of collisions you can make, but the resolution of who was going to be in charge of what was that letter didn't really settle that. If you look at it, you can see that it just set up more competition. So Russ went out and immediately started to rake the budget of the lab to build this little cooling ring out here with an electron cooling. There's two ways to cool P-bars. One is using electrons as an intermediary, and the second is to use a stochastic cooling process, which is what the source finally is and what Vandermeer realized you could do. The electron idea came from experiments in Russia in Novosibirsk. All of that technology with electron cooling originated there, and it really nice work.
All of it comes from Russia. You say all of it.
All of the electron cooling stuff came from there. I think Vandermeer started the stochastic RF cooling at some and the first experiments that were done on that.
Was this Mudker?
So we need to get that whole story as a background thing. The whole cooling story.
You need the cooling story mm-hmm. as part of the background.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Mills could give you a good view of that, I think. At some point, it would be nice talking to Russ, but I think you should do a fair amount of interviewing first.
I pressed this tape counter, but that doesn't. Yeah, I just bumped into it. Okay.
No, you can't close that door. That's a special door that's always open.
The open door policy here on the 15th floor.
We'll get a little background. Nothing hurt anybody.
Okay. When they started the electron cooling ring in May 76, that's sort of before the idea of starting the group with Cronin. You've got this note on your chronology that the electron cooling ring was started. Was there funding for that?
No.
Who was involved with starting it?
Russ started that.
Okay.
All on his own. Is the start of that on here? Because I'm having trouble with the dates.
Mm-hmm.
The first beam was starting in the main ring. I told Elaine about that experiment.
Okay. Right here.
Then I think that has to be wrong.
Maybe deep discussions about it began at that point? After that meeting, that modest colliding beams meeting, maybe we're off by a few months.
Well, I don't think that ring actually got started building mm-hmm. until later, because I think the storage studies, being first stored in main ring on June 10th, I think that came along before. I could understand that this cooling ring, the ideas were starting to be kicked around on that, but I don't think I don't think those magnets were starting to be built or anything like that until in the fall of that year at least.
Okay.
Fred Mills will know those because he was the one that built the magnets for that little ring.
Okay.
So he'll have very good chronology on.
Okay,
on
good. Thanks.
But certain this would indicate that there was discussion at that workshop that I put together of electron cooling. Already the Russians had already done it. This wasn't. That had been done some time after. One should find those papers and find out when the Russians first cooled photons with electrons.
Okay.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
But that knowledge was around. I know they had done that already because when I came here in 75, I talked to some people about the possibility of colliding beams before I came. Some of the machine people knew that there had been progress made on cooling protons with electron beams in Novosibirsk. So that work was starting to be known.
The stochastic came quite a bit later.
The stochastic cooling with Vandermeer, when we first heard about that, we weren't sure whether we believed it or not. But that got here, it was done in the ISR. It was a very small effect. If you had done the experiment, I think you would have really believed it. But if you heard about it over the grapevine, it didn't sound all that great.
Mm-hmm.
So those guys made a big jump in going from those ISR experiments to experiments in a little machine they called ICE, which was the initial cooling experiment, I guess, where they built a special machine to study stochastic cooling at CERN.
Okay.
And showed that Vandermeer's method with the stochastic cooling would really work. Well, and I think that machine even had provision for electron cooling studies in it too, and I don't know whether that ever got, those experiments ever got made or not.
Mm-hmm. So they could possibly compare. Mm-hmm.
So I think if you want to trace the colliding beams here, you need to do the homework to dig out the history right of when the ideas came along. And you'll have to, the important things are the Russian experiments on electron cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And those got, as far as I know, those got transported back to the, and Rubbia grabbed hold of those things. I think that was his contribution, realizing that you could actually cool P-bars. I think that was his, and use them. I mean, that was his big jump. Vandermeer came along then with the stochastic cooling, and I don't know who realized that you could really, that the stochastic cooling was really the way to go, rather than electron cooling. Those things came out of CERN. The work here was really peripheral. I think that this ring never really provided any information at all.
Mm.
It was completely wasted money, as far as I can see. They finally did get it to work, but it certainly wasn't in the mainstream of things. It was Rubbia's threat to try and get P-bars here and put them in the main ring and do P-bar-P collisions in the main ring. And when Bob wouldn't go along with that, and later Leon said, shifted the whole thing, the P-bar, said we would do P-bar-P and that would be in the Tevatron. That was in November 11th.
Okay. Is that 77 or 78?
November 79.
I think that's wrong.
November 12th, 79.
Isn't that wrong, Adrian? I think.
Lederman makes final decision to go for P-bar-P at high energies.
I think it was when Leon was the director designate, just.
This date is
I think it's wrong. I think 78. And this one is corrected. Yeah. And this one is corrected to 11-11-78.
That has to be wrong. This thing has to go up there.
Here in London.
No. It's because Wilson resigned and Leon came in, and that was one of the decisions that he was faced with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
let's see, where are we? We're sort of rambling around. so Cronin came in.
Yeah, we're back in early 77.
Yeah. Cronin came in, he got made head of that department. At that time, Russ was going full out on the
on the electron pooling. That was certainly... So I think that ring, that electron cooling ring, was going in 77, that pulling in. I think this, I question this May 76 number, but Fred Mills would know. So you need to check with him on that when they really started to build that.
Mm-hmm.